Amanda the Toy Otter, and this is Pop Deutsch, the radio show in which my daddy attempts to teach me and my plushy friends the German language, usually to his deep frustration. You too can follow along and learn German with us. It'll be fun!
Good morning, everyone. Let's see, who is here today? Amanda, are you here?
I'm here, Daddy.
BJ, are you here today?
If I replace myself with a hologram, do I lose attendance points?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, in that case, I'm here.
Eckert, are you present?
I'm here, and I'm ready to speckle-de-dooch.
Eckert, you really need to get yourself another running gag.
I'm ready to nihonko ga wakarimasu.
On second thought, speckle-de-dooch is fine. You go with that. Nico, are you here?
Present.
And Tally? Hello, Tally, are you here?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me. Yes, I'm here. I'm just so used to running late that I wasn't expecting myself to be here yet.
Woof, 2.5?
I am not jealous of Achikan. I am here. I am present. Yes, that is what I mean.
Woof, are you and Amanda telepathically passing notes?
No.
Yes.
Well, you can stop doing that unless you want to come up here and read your mind to the whole class. Okay, last but not least, Sira. Is Sira here?
If I'm here but my mind is a million miles away, does that count?
If you can get back here in time to start taking notes, sure.
So what sort of nouns are we learning today, oh sagacious one?
Did you just say sagacious?
Yep, that's my new word of the day.
Well, I'm impressed. I think we should all try to learn a word a day like that.
Thanks, oh sagacious one.
Use that word in another sentence.
I ran a mile after breakfast today, and when I was done, my armpits were all sagacious.
Okay, moving on. Our nouns today deal with clothing. First we have das Hemd, means shirt. Die Hose is pants. Das Schuh is shoe. Sock is die Einlegsohle. Die Einlegsohle. Okay. Hat is das Hut. Okay. Those are items of clothing there.
No offense, teacher, but when are we ever going to use this? Nobody here wears clothes, including you.
Well, that's true, but most of us are made of cloth.
Good point. I withdraw the question.
Okay, this next bunch of words deals with eating implements. That should be more up your alley, huh? Okay, fork is die Gabel. Knife is das Messer. Spoon is die Löffel. Glass or cup is die Tasse. Plate is die Platte. Bowl is die Schale. Bread is das Brot. How about that?
I got a question.
Yes, Eckert, what is it?
This fork and knife and spoon of which you speakest, what the heck are they?
PJ, would you mind teaching your brother how civilized people eat after class?
Yes, I would.
Thank you very much. Okay, this next group of words deals with furniture. The word for furniture is das Hausrat. Bed is das Bett. Chair is der Stuhl. Bathtub is das Bad. Bathroom is das Badezimmer. Television set is das fern ze apparat, often abbreviated Fernseh. Refrigerator is das Kühlapparat. Or, in some areas, you would say Kühlraum. Stove or oven is das Ofen. Okay, everybody have those?
I'm sorry, were you saying something?
Sarah?
Just kidding, I got it.
Okay, this last bunch deals with entertainment. Toy is das Spielzeug. Das Spielzeug. Game is das Spiel. Book is das Buch. Doll is die Puppe, from which we get puppet. Action is Tätigkeit. Das Tätigkeit. Okay. Figure, figurine, or game piece is die Figur. Car is das Auto. Money is das Geld. And water is das Wasser.
What does water have to do with entertainment? When you're an otter, everything.
Very true, very true. Okay, now here come today's verbs. Our first verb is play, and that is spielen, or spielen in most parts of Germany. Drive is treiben. Cook is kochen. Pick up, aufnehmen. Now, this is a peculiar verb because it's got a prefix that often goes on the end of a sentence. For instance, I pick it up would be ich nehme es auf. But if you're using the infinitive form, then it stays aufnehmen. Okay, remember.
Remember what?
Remember that the word for remember is erkennen. And the word for forget is vergessen. Put on. Anlegen. Now this is another one where the prefix can detach and go at the end of the sentence. I put it on would be ich lege es an. Okay. Use is gebrauchen. Gebrauchen. Need is kind of like it. It's brauchen. And stay is bleiben. Study. Studieren. Okay. Read is lesen. Jump. Springen. Or springen, as they like to pronounce it. And ask is fragen. Any questions?
Yes. Does the Pauli exclusion principle apply to antiphotons?
Good question. The answer is no, it doesn't, because there's no such thing as an antiphoton. Does anyone have any questions relating to German?
Speckledy.
No questions. Okay, let's move on to adjectives. Smart is klug. True. Troy. You just switch the last two letters around. Real is wirklich. Normal is exactly the same. Normal. Evil. Übel. Nice little umlaut over the U there. And full is Vol. It's V-O-L-L, not to be confused with anvil.
Yay, I know more adjectives. Now I are wirklich klug.
Okay, let's throw some adverbs into the mix. Now is jetzt, tomorrow, morgen, today, heute, yesterday, gestern, enough, genug, and all is alle. Okay, now we're going to do some translation. We're going to go from English into German today. Amanda.
Amanda.
No, wait for me to give you your sentence.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Today I have much bread and my plate is full.
Heute ich habe viel Brot und mein Platte ist voll.
Excellent. Sarah. My friend is a doll who is not normal.
Mein Freundin ist, mein Freundin ist eine Puppe, wer ist nicht normal.
Now, technically, it should be meine Freundin, but that's still pretty good. Still pretty good. Okay, Nico, the evil bathroom is not good tomorrow.
Okay. Das übel Badezimmer ist nicht gut morgen.
PJ, we are all smart toys with no pants.
I'm proud of it. Okay. Wir sind alle klug Spielzeugen mit keine Hosen.
Okay, Tally, today I eat my bread. Tomorrow, I eat my fork.
Heute, ich esse mein Brot. Morgen, ich esse meine Gabel.
Not bad. Okay, this one's for Eckert. I am not a smart toy. My head is not full.
Hey, you sound just like me.
Just translate it.
Ich bin nicht ein klug Spielzeug. Mein Kopf ist nicht voll.
And this last one's for Wolf 2.5. I am not a doll. I am an action figure.
Ich bin nicht eine Puppe. Ich bin eine Tätigkeitsfigur.
All right, now let's do some translation from German into English. Okay, hands up, first one to get this one. Ich möchte Fisch in den Bad essen. Amanda.
I would like to eat fish in the bathtub.
So would I. Very good, Amanda. Okay, next one. Das Fernsehapparat ist ein Ausländerrobot. PJ.
The television set is an alien robot.
Says the alien robot. Very good. Okay. Bitte, spiel nicht mit vielen Messern und Gabeln. Yes, Eckert.
Please play with many knives and forks.
No, no, Eckert. It's please do not play with many knives and forks.
Really? Oh, that's not nearly as much fun.
Yeah. PJ, what I said about teaching Eckert to eat with a knife and fork?
Yes?
Don't do it.
It will be my pleasure.
Well, we've reached the end of our class time, so are there any questions before we go?
I have two. Are you absolutely certain there is no such thing as an antiphoton? And do you think that Achikan is more popular than I am?
Yes and no, not as long as he demands human sacrifice. Same time next episode, everybody.